I thirst. Two very loaded words in the narrative. At one level, with these two words, Jesus never distanced himself from his humanity. He was, as we understand it, fully God and fully human. We have heard previously from Deaconess Bessie that sour wine was sometimes consumed by Roman soldiers together with the meal. However, if you're suffering and your throat is parched, sour wine is possibly the worst thing you can give to that person. Another reference to sour wine being given is found in Psalm 69, verse 21, in which the psalmist says, "They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst, they gave me sour wine." What was supposed to satisfy you and to sustain you and to fill you ends up being poison to you. Now, when you put Psalm 69, verse 21, together with the narrative in John chapter 19, you get a sense that Jesus was utterly betrayed by those whom he loved. His own people. They owed him love, but they poured hate on him instead. They pretended to give him something that he needed. But instead of easing his suffering, it made his suffering worse than it already is. It was horrid to him. Now, lest we become too hasty to pass judgment on the people there and then, we need to ask ourselves a very important question. Do we not do it to God ourselves on a regular basis? We owe him our allegiance. We owe him our very lives. We owe him our love. We give the appearance of giving to God, but what we give is not the pleasing sacrifice that it was supposed to be, but the horrid mockery that it is. We come to church. We sing praises to God. We receive the word of God, but instead of obeying it, the moment you step out the doors of the church, you take on a completely different personality. Do we not do it to God on a regular basis? But in spite of this, it didn't stop Jesus from giving his all on the cross. So this particular Good Friday, I want to challenge all of us that in the same way that Jesus gave his all to us, regardless of the reception he received, can we respond by giving our all to him? Can we repent of the pretense that we have put on so far and truly give to him what is owed to him? Our lives, our love, our allegiance. Let us pause before the Lord and ponder over these words again. I thirst.